You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Ironman. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. Come to the site now. Get all that you need going into the games here for Conference Championship Weekend. We have NFC first on Sunday, 3:05 Eastern Time, Bucks-Packers, and we close at 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time between the Bills and the Chiefs. The number one seeds, they're hosting the games at Lambeau and Arrowhead this weekend. We've broken down these games in depth for you on both sides here on Matchup Wednesday, Matchup Thursday. Now it's time to take what we've learned here and apply it to DraftKings and FanDuel. So what we'll do is focus on the main slate there for the two games and see the values there on DraftKings versus FanDuel when you play Sunday as a whole. Then we'll end looking at the two showdown lineups that make sense there on DraftKings for these two games, playing them individually. So good breakdown there. This is how we have to look at it. If we're looking for the action, we can put the games together, we can separate them, and still get some good results here. So let's start here at the quarterbacks for the main slate. Here we know we have four. Maybe a fifth option could emerge. Hopefully not for our purposes in terms of scoring this weekend. But as you can imagine, Patrick Mahomes is the most expensive quarterback. 7,600 DraftKings, 9,000 on FanDuel. And then it's a disparity there on who's the second most priced here next. Josh Allen is the next on DraftKings at 6,900 and 8,500 on FanDuel. Then it's Aaron Rodgers, 65 on DraftKings, but he's more expensive than Allen at 8,700 on FanDuel. So interesting that you have a disparity as the number two. However you slice it, Mahomes is number one, and Brady at 6,100 on DraftKings and 7,800 on FanDuel is the last priced quarterback. So I think this is pretty easy. I don't know if we want to pay up for Mahomes. The running could be limited with his toe issue. He may not play. I think if he doesn't play, it's a no-brainer to pivot to Chad Henne at 5,000 and 6,500. Save that money. He's probably going to be a chalk play if that happens because of how much he can still produce and get good return on investment for that cheap price. Again, 5,000, 6,500. Major drop-off from the other quarterbacks here if Chad Henne were to start. Hopefully that doesn't occur. Just for our purposes, we want to see Mahomes out there versus Josh Allen. So I think it is pretty clear-cut here that I don't necessarily want to pay up for Mahomes. I could look at Brady, and that solves the problem here overall. I would lean towards playing Brady more on both formats and saving the money. I mean, just came off a total three-touchdown game with the rushing score. He's locked in here. The Bucs can have a lot of success running the ball, but Allen is a tough matchup on the road. Rodgers, if I'm going to pay up for someone, I think it's Rodgers over Allen this week. I think you definitely look at Allen being a cheaper on FanDuel and go that way at 85, but good significant savings from Allen, 400 there for Rodgers on DraftKings. So I would go in that direction. So to me, Brady, if you want to go and save the money, I think you can feel just fine with that return. But definitely looking at the prices, we want to go Rodgers on DraftKings and Allen on FanDuel here this week. And again, not interested in paying up for Mahomes because he could have some limitations. And the Chiefs did run the ball very successfully against the Bills the first time. And maybe lower floor for that high price point, I don't think you're going to get the same return on investment. Now let's turn our attention to the running backs here. We'll look at that. And for me, I want to look at the highest price first. He has the toughest matchup. That's Aaron Jones at 6,500 on DraftKings, 8,000 on FanDuel. Don't really love paying up, but it really is a drop-off after that. Leonard Fournette, 5,300 and 7,200. Then you get to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Interesting, 5,000 and 6,200 for him. Just $200 cheaper in both formats, 4,800 for Darrell Williams, and 6,000 there. So if Clyde Edwards-Helaire is in, I really like that price point. You saved a good chunk of change from Jones, and he's got a much better matchup than Jones. Jones facing the number one run defense, the Bills, a middling run defense there. So I think there's going to be a lot of chalk on this one, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Darrell Williams at that price. If CH plays, it's him. If he doesn't, it's Darrell Williams. Le'Veon Bell, by the way, has a knee injury and a bit banged up here. So in terms of the bargain, the best matchup to me and maybe the checkdowns is Devin Singletary in terms of this. I don't love him in real stuff if we're playing that, but in DFS, he's pretty good here at 4,558. I mean, he is the main feature guy there. Ronald Jones has a little appeal, but Fournette really got the key touches there. So overall, Jones, you can expect limited. Same thing with Jamal Williams there. So 4,600 and 5,600 for Jones, 4,400 and 5,000 for Jamal Williams. So if I'm going to go with one of those, I go cheaper with Williams. But I think I really like the combination of taking a chance on those two backs, young backs in that Chiefs-Bills game. If CH plays and Singletary, I think that's where you can go this week for the best values based on the matchup. But I also don't mind paying up for Fournette. So Fournette and Williams might be the way to go, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Singletary could be the other way to go here this week. Now let's look at the wide receivers in this game here. It's no surprise Devontae Adams is the most, 8,900 are his prices here. So again, I don't mind paying up for him. I think he has a great matchup. They have a pretty good secondary with Carlton Davis and Sean Murphy Bunting and Jamel Dean, but it's not anything that's going to stop Adams too much. They did a good job mainly up front against Rodgers in the first matchup, so something to watch there. I think the contrarian play, however, is going to Tyreek Hill because everyone might be off him from the numbers in the first matchup, but you do save quite a bit, 800 on DraftKings down to 7,200 and 500 there to 8,400 on FanDuel. So again, I don't always like paying up for people as much as possible. So I think there is an opportunity for some bargains here. I don't really like Mike Evans at 5,800, 6,600 there on the prices against Jair Alexander. I mean, Stephon Diggs makes a lot of sense to me. It's 7,783 as your top guy, 7,8300 if I'm going to go there. But Hill does have a tricky matchup potentially against Tre'Davious White. So you look at Diggs, I don't mind Chris Godwin either, 5,400, 6,800. John Brown really came on, and no Gabriel Davis possibly this week. So, and Cole Beasley I don't think is 100%. So 4,300, 5,600 for John Brown looks like a guy that you definitely can look. Now, you might have a toss-up if you're going to pay up here between Al Lazard and MVS. I think I go with MVS because you still save some money. You can get MVS for 3,900. Here, Marquez Valdes-Scantling versus Alan Lazard. So $300 cheaper on DraftKings and $200 cheaper on FanDuel. And those can help you upgrade a little bit. And that's the difference right there, by the way, between Hill and Diggs. So if you want to pay up for Hill and go a little contrarian, you can go for MVS there. But you can also go Diggs-Lazard in this one. And John Brown or Chris Godwin. Then the other guy that you have to look at here for really bargain, if you're going to the bargain and you want to really spend money, looks like Antonio Brown may not play. So Scotty Miller, 3,400, 4,900. So I think that's a no-brainer that Miller is the way to go here if he goes and Antonio Brown doesn't, which looks like the expectations. He's the guy you can trust to get the most targets here. So then I might go away from Godwin and then go invest higher here, make sure I get Diggs in my lineup, and maybe try to invest in Adams as well in this one. With the better matchup than Hill this week at wide receiver. But yeah, the Brown situation might make Scotty Miller real steal here, and he'll be a staple in a lot of lineups for potential big plays and touchdowns against the Packers this week. We turn to our tight ends here, and there's four that we can really choose from, and that doesn't include one from the Bills. So we got two Bucks in the mix, and no doubt Travis Kelce is the most expensive here at 8,600. Then it drops really down to Robert Tonyan, 3,600 and 5,700 there. So Tonyan, the Bucks have been up and down against the tight end. Typically, they're good in covering that position. So Travis Kelce, you can pay up, and then you have to go for those bargains like an MVS or Miller or a Demarcus Robinson at wide receivers, 3,700 and 4,800. So you really have to get cheap if you're going to get Travis Kelce because it really hampers you at the other positions here. And Kelce, we know, is the most viable performer. I think I would go Cameron Brate here if I'm not going all the way up for Kelce. 3,000 and 3,200. He's a big drop off there from Rob Gronkowski. You might need be needed to block against the Smith brothers, the unrelated pass rushers on the edge for the Packers. They've liked Gronk in that blocking role in the first two rounds here, so Brate could get going here, especially if there's no Antonio Brown. Brate and Miller figured to be the biggest beneficiaries there of getting extra targets, especially with Alexander on Evans and Godwin. Up and down the slot, and the Packers aren't bad there in the middle of the field either with Chandon Sullivan and some of the guys they have in coverage after Alexander. So really the ancillary targets could be big-time targets here for the Bucs as Brady finds those good matchups here. I think Brady's going to get the job done no matter who's out there this week, game script or not. Finally, let's look at defenses here. Interesting price points for the defenses. Either way you slice it, the Packers are most expensive, 36 and 44, not going there. On the two sites, who comes next? It's the Chiefs, and that's where I think I would go. 31 and 41. You can drop down to the Bills, but only if Chad Henne is in there. And I don't really like the Bucs' chances here. So really, it's all about the Chiefs for me. So I want to start with that as my team. The price point is good. I think they should be the highest price. They're not. They're the second highest price. And there's not too much difference, especially on DraftKings, between the Chiefs and Bills, 3,100 versus 2,800. On DraftKings, you do save, or not quite as much as FanDuel, 700 there, 4,100 to 3,400 from Chiefs to Bills there. So the Chiefs is where I'm going. I'm looking for the bargains of Brate and Miller, and then kind of working around that where I want to go with the high end this week. It gives me a lot of flexibility at wide receiver and quarterback, where the running backs kind of scream that the best matchups belong to the Bucs and the Chiefs this week, so you definitely want a part of those backfields here as you construct your lineup. All right, so there you have a look at what we're going to look at in FanDuel and DraftKings with the price points across positions. We will also look at our approach here to the DraftKings showdown slates for the Bucks, Packers, and the Bills, Chiefs in our final two segments. But first, I got to tell you, this episode is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an inclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it again exclusively at BlueNile.com. This episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is also brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is simply the best tasting protein bar ever, and the improved Built Bar is even deliciouser. Check out their 6 new flavors: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. That goes with their amazing original flavors, the 12 ones that are the staples: coconut almond, raspberry German chocolate, peanut butter, banana bread, mint brownie, salted caramel, double chocolate, orange, toffee almond, coconut, peanut butter brownie. And all these bars you get from Built Bar, whatever the flavors, are covered in 100% delicious chocolate. They're all soft and easy to chew. Built Bars are great for the health-conscious guy or gal. You can lose, maintain weight while indulging in an extremely delicious treat. It's really a protein bar that tastes like a dessert. And all the bars you get from Built Bar are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber. Great for anyone on a keto diet for the new year. Just take the flavor profile of their cherry barcia, 17 grams protein, packed with only 130 calories, 4 grams sugar, 4 grams net carbs. Right now, go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order at Built Bar. Again, use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. We'll be right back here to look at the showdown for Bucks Packers here, a championship weekend here on Lockdown Fantasy Football. All right, let's continue here with the show, looking at what we want to look at for the prices for the specific showdown lineup. We'll reveal what we're thinking here for that game coming up in the NFC. But first, I got to tell you, get more of the sports you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports you need in 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's look at this game, shall we? So here's my thinking on the showdown. Looking at the prices, we mentioned a little bit that we like Scotty Miller and Cameron Brate. And Scotty Miller is almost a must play. Here's a free space. When you look at the showdown, 1,800. You can get him for 1,800. He could be starting here over Antonio Brown. So he's going to be popping in a lot of lineups. That's a good way to start. I mentioned how much I like Cameron Brate. He's the next cheapest guy at 4,600. Now, what that allows me to is to tap into both quarterbacks. I'd like to get Brady and Rodgers. I'm not sure how the matchups will play out with who specifically will have big games. I mean, I like Miller and Brate and their situations here in this one with Brown out and Gronkowski being needed to block here more. So Brady, I definitely want to attach them. That makes sense in theory to go there. I also bring Leonard Fournette in the mix because the Packers really struggle covering backs out of the backfield. And really, I've stacked the Bucks in the end when we look to the prices. So I want Rodgers in this game because I think it's going to be a great duel between Brady and Rodgers. But really, because of the Brown situation and the Gronk situation and Ronald Jones not being 100% and Godwin having a good matchup in the slot, you can really stack the Bucks here. And I think that's where I want to go. One way or the other, I do like the Bucks to go on the road and win this game. I think they have the better matchup for their offense against the Packers defense overall. So that's what I'm going with. I think you have to commit one way or the other in this one. And the matchups are just better. I don't like the matchup for Aaron Jones or Jamal Williams and them splitting work here. I don't like Jones getting enough work and maybe the touchdowns to get his value to be worth it. But I could see Miller making a lot of big plays, getting open away from Mike Evans, where Alexander's going to loom. So I want Miller and Godwin and Brate work the middle of the field, get the big plays away from the toughest matchup there for Tom Brady. And then you tie it all together with Brady. Game script, if you like the Bucks to win, you think the Packers are going to have a little bit more throwing volume in this game, that would say get Aaron Rodgers in. So the other guy I may want to force in there is Davante Adams, if I can. Maybe do a punt play, drop from Fournette to Jones. Maybe see if I can upgrade from Godwin. That's the way I would look at in this game. But again, Brate is the cheapest tight end option on the board with some viability. You could look at looking at this game. I mean, you really can't pay up for Robert Tonyan or Robin Gronkowski given their price points. So when you look at that, so Brady, Rodgers, Brate, Miller, Fournette, and Godwin is the way that I want to go in this game. Again, it's just a little bit of a game theory there that I do like the Bucks to go in and win, and really the betting with their line here this week as being the underdogs here at +3.5. Everything lines up to wanting to go on the Bucks side of things here. And again, at the very worst, the Packers are leading this game, and there's a lot of throwing, and Fournette's on the field catching passes, and Brate, Miller, and Godwin are getting fed a lot here in the second half from Tom Brady. So either way, we've got it covered based on the matchups and the game script here to think about this showdown lineup for the NFC Championship game. Yeah, I'm going all in on the Bucks. I liked them before the season. I thought them and Seattle had a good chance. Seattle kind of dropped off, didn't have the right help for Russell Wilson. But Tampa, I've liked from the start. I was surprised they couldn't knock off New Orleans in the regular season, but it happened in the playoffs. I like them to advance farther. So I really like here this situation for the Bucks. And again, Brady and Rodgers, we want to make this as fun as possible. Let's get in both quarterbacks from this as much as we can in our showdown lineups and then go from there, because they're really good value. When you look at it, if you make Brady the captain, you can get him for $5,900. Or $15,900, where you get Rodgers at a very nice price, $11,200. I think both those guys will have heavy return on investments, and then that will trickle down to help these guys. And Scotty Miller really can give you 4K from that 800 easily this week. So if he's not there playing for Brown, then we go away from it. But we think right now that Miller is going to have a big role in the game, as well as Brate. These two guys have come up huge in the playoffs in key moments, and I think that continues here. All right, so there's a breakdown of the Bucks Packers and what we're thinking for our strategy for the showdown lineup there. We will finally get into our thinking for the Chiefs in our final segment here. We'll do that in a moment. But first, I've got to tell you about BetOnline. And really, we've been talking a lot. This has been our go-to sportsbook here on the Locked On Network. And part of it is we're ready for the action, and we got only three NFL games left, but we know basketball is in full swing here with college basketball and NBA. Other sports going into the big mode around the corner here. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust for the action. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. And then use that promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. You got so much action here now. It's a new year. We're looking for a lot of help here. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code Locked On to receive a 50% welcome bonus there when you sign up at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. We'll be right back here to break down the showdown lineup for the Bills-Chiefs game here. Lineup Friday, close the show and the week. All right, let's close the show as promised here, looking at the other showdown slate here that we have for the game coming up here. The nightcap, so to speak, on the championship weekend, the AFC, the Bills, and the Chiefs. So let's look at it. So Travis Kelce is the guy I want in the lineup most here. So I'm captaining him at 16,500 there for the showdown lineup at DraftKings. Kelce owned the first matchup, scored twice. We know Kelce is the most consistent, pure scorer. He's had one bad game all year. I think he scores multiple times against the Bills. They can't cover him. I don't care if they're a little bit better at linebacker and safety. Kelce is a whole different animal. They just could not stop him anywhere in the first matchup. I don't think that changes with slightly different personnel. So I do like him. You have to pay up there, $16,500, if you're going to make him the captain, but I don't mind getting that bonus return there on Kelce for that price point this week. So Kelce's the way to go. I kind of want to avoid the Patrick Mahomes situation right now if he can't move as much. So you look at that. Chad Henne, of course, he would be no-brainer again to plug in here in a showdown lineup for that bargain, and you can save money there. If he's a starting quarterback, you got to go in that direction. But I'm going with Josh Allen. I think he's going to play a little bit better here at quarterback. So definitely want to get a quarterback in this one, but I'm going to pay $11,200 there to get him there as the first flex guy in this lineup. Then I'm going to look at Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Darrell Williams. If Edwards-Helaire doesn't play, I'm going to Williams. If CH is in, I'm going there. It's a $200 difference, so you can afford the way this is going either way. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire, we're going for the higher price point there, and we can definitely afford to go a little cheaper with Williams still with his lineup. So Edwards-Helaire, I think, still going to have a lot of rushing success against the Bills. Still very vulnerable against the Colts and the Ravens. I don't think their run defense is as improved as people think either. So John Brown is the guy. Again, I mentioned John Brown is a pretty good bargain here. Diggs is going to see some tough coverage. You might have Beasley banged up and looking at potential Gabriel Davis missing this game. So John Brown, big game last week against the Ravens, very effective. I think he gets it done here again. Former Raven had some success there. So I do like this spot for Brown away from the Chiefs' top corners this week, working maybe on the outside of the middle of the field. Then finally, I mean, looking at Devin Singletary, I think the price point is too good. He could get some receptions here, and I think we'll get good return on that, $5,600. I don't expect to have a big rushing game from Singletary, but again, pass catching, check downs could happen here quite a bit against that pressure who Josh Allen faced pretty well in the first matchup. Really one of the tougher pressure games for him, and he really did not play well in that game. So a lot of check downs, maybe easier passes, completions, get him in the rhythm a little bit better. So Singletary might have his big impact there. I think he always has a chance for a short rushing touchdown here. Not a big touchdown guy in relation to Allen or Zach Moss in the red zone, but again, that price point allows me to get two potential starting running backs in this game, and you can't ignore that when I've already got one quarterback and the best matchup on the board here in Travis Kelce. DeMarcus Robinson had a very good game the first time. Sammy Watkins, we'll see, he could return this week, but Watkins doesn't do much. Mecole Hardman is there, but again, he's a Scotty Miller at the price point here from the NFC game. He's that price point here at $1,800 to get some good return here and fit in the lineup so we can make sure we get the two starting running backs, one of the quarterbacks, and Kelce into our lineups this week here. So some really good games this week. There's tight scores there on purpose. Again, if you missed the predictions here, I do like the Buccaneers to win. I like both teams that win to score 30 points, weirdly. So 30-27, the Buccaneers beat the Packers. A few field goals on that one. And I like 30-17. I think the Chiefs can actually beat up the Bills here, but they're going to have to do it a lot through the air for the Bills. So 30-17 for the Chiefs here, if Mahomes plays. If Mahomes doesn't play, then I like the Bills in a close one, somewhere around the 24-21 type score there for that. So they're covering all your bases with the two picks for the games here. And there you have it. There's a look at our DraftKings and FanDuel main slate for the two Sunday games. Then our showdown lineups here, how we came up with constructing those for both the Buccaneers-Packers and the Bills-Chiefs game. Now, good luck in all your fantasy football performance and gambling ventures this weekend. And we'll talk to you tomorrow or on Monday, I would say. Have a great weekend, and we'll come back there, rounding up these games there. Looking forward to Super Bowl 55.